looking to build or modernize, how can we best do it again, taking into account kind of that 360-degree view? Because we understand that we are not going to be the end-all be-all. We're facilitating the process, we're facilitating the building of the structure, but at the end of the day, that structure will only be as good as the construction going on within it. So we want to make sure that we talk with different departments. So we're getting that conversation going, again, because that aside is another part of it. You're there in the meeting as well, but in essence, we are. One of the things that was recommended is that we look at educational specification across the district. So it's something that we'll be embarking upon shortly.
Ms. Hall?
I just want to say thank you. I know I was at every one of those meetings that Jacob was meeting out in the public before we were elected, and those were occurring. And I think the concern was about a decision being made about the educational program and whether or not some schools are getting certain programs and others weren't. So I think that's key. I hope to make sure every child has the same opportunity, no matter what's occurred and no matter what school they go to. And I think we have to be mindful of that. We also have to be mindful of the amount of dollars available now and what, like you said, the realistic outcome for that. We have to be mindful about making sure the public knows the limits of what we can do at this point in time because of that, and the expectations. And it's hard because at those outreach meetings that you held, and they were greatly attended, and the school I was at had a large attendance, and those were very vibrant meetings, the communication going on. It really is. It tears at you to think that you can't get everything right now. So we have to look at this as going forward, what we need to do, and then eventually have that discussion. Every place, every school in this district has great possibilities. Some are really already there with what they deliver and the variety of programs they're offering. And I hope we can provide those opportunities across the district. So I hope that people will understand there is a price tag to having the best school. And that's what, you know, things cost. So, that's all I
have. Okay, and then,
a recommendation or thought or an idea. You bring up this class in the future, call to mind something that maybe Mr. Guerrero related to at the project they had for years out of the system center at Point Loma called the Command Center of the Future. And it's a laboratory environment. It might be worth it to see what they've done in terms of setting up a permanent laboratory type of environment where you can bring new technologies in and play with them, experiment with them, and evaluate them. Well, we talk about this, you know, class in the future becomes kind of a vague thing. You can use that part of your technology, does incorporate, you know, in the end, by the time you're finished, you've outstripped the marketplace. Having a central place or a project where you look at these things on a continuing basis may allow you to make some good choices. This is all I don't know that you're familiar with, I'm sure, out there.
Sure, go ahead and follow up.
Just follow up on that, because the issue becomes, like, for like the iPad mission that you all had about 3 years ago, we started chasing our technology and just wasting money. Whereas the government, the way they see it, is the evolution is continuous. In 2 years, you know, we're going to be trying to have to catch up. Whereas a whiteboard today works with a laptop, next it's not going to work with an iPad or something like that. So, Terry's referring to is you. The acquisition procurement processes take forever. So sometimes you just can't keep up. But if you know what you're looking at, or project further down, you might think you're going to get to, that's the target that you're chasing today. Because today is going to cost me the next few years. And now you have a whiteboard that you can't connect to the newest laptop that you purchase down the road. And that's kind of what's happening with the iPad. You know, bought millions of dollars in iPads, and now we're paying new ones and patterns for skill. I can give an example of that. That's where that would be our in my view, because I see technology as hitting for the basis of the government perspective. How easily you could throw millions of dollars on the drain just because you didn't need full time care.
Well, I forgot that. But the secret behind that and the process I'm talking about is not to focus on the technology, but to focus on what you're trying to do and how the technology may support it. So this would be a curriculum development kind of exercise, and then you see how the technology supports the curriculum, and again, it's exactly right. I don't think you get that with an iPad.
Mr. Munoz, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, so I just wanted to add a real short comment. I want to compliment staff on taking on the long-range master plan, because this is the kind of thing you toss out to a consultant. It takes a lot of work to do this internally, and I want to acknowledge that also. But in order to do it, we have staff to do it.